Now, the thing is, as a Christian now, we know that the intelligence behind here is our God, the Creator. He made everything. He formed everything right from the beginning. Now, we go the stage and say, well, if that's so, where's the proof of this? Where it is? And this is what the big argument now, again, in America and throughout the world, is on this. On creationism, that God created everything. Now, the only basis you got from that is in your Bible. And it's all revolved around the first three chapters of Genesis, or the first 11, if you like, take the lot, but really on the first 11. And this is where the fight is coming now. There was a woman, this is raging in America now, and you may have seen a woman on TV a little while ago, and she was a Southern Baptist, and she'd been on the board that was deciding whether creationism should be taught in schools. And at the end, they interviewed her, and she said, I voted against it. And they said, well, why did you vote against it? This is supposed to be a Christian, a born-again Christian. She said, well, I don't understand all this science and that, but we must believe what the scientists say. They must believe what these nutcases are saying. That's what she was actually saying. Now, this is what's gone right through the Christian church, and it's in all the way. It's done enormous damage within the Christian church now, and the believers, right the way through. And it's something we must be very, very careful about. Now, just trying to think how to put this over very clearly. You cannot put the belief in evolution into your belief as a Christian. There is no way you can do it. I'll tell you a bit more about this later. When I became a Christian, I was with the Brethren. And the Brethren had this strange idea of the gap theory. Now, if you try and put that into your faith, it does not work. It's impossible. You cannot. You must have a split mind to be able to put the two together. If you know your Bible, it just cannot fit. There is no way round that you can get away from it. Now, this is vital that we understand this. You see, I know there are many churches that say, well, look, don't worry about this. It's going to cause problems in the church. There are other things far more important. They're not. We're dealing with our foundation belief. If you try and push this on one side, what creationism is, that this is the Word of God, it's quite clearly in Genesis 1 and 3, is the Word of God, it's the literal Word of God. I think what upsets me a lot in a way, look at this, many people, they say, oh yes, we believe it's the Word of God, and they write it in their articles of faith. Yes, this is the Word of God, we believe it, but it depends how you interpret it. In other words, what they're saying to them is, well, we don't believe what is a clear description of the Word of God in there, the literal description of it, so I'm going to try and twist it round so that I can make it fit my beliefs. You cannot do that. This, if you do this, if you ignore it, I take this to myself very, very, very sincerely, if we ignore this, we are putting a time bomb in each one of our belief. If we teach like this, there'll be a time bomb in their belief with disastrous result. Now, I've witnessed this over 60 years. I've seen the damage it was done. In America, there was a man named Templeton. Now, he used to preach. He was just before Billy Graham. And they reckon his preaching was more powerful than Billy Graham. And he used to have huge rallies. But then this time bomb was in his heart all the time, and it came out in the end. And eventually it led to him completely disowning all his faith, and he ended up by writing a book called Goodbye to God, or something like that. he'd finished. You see the danger of this. You cannot do that.